Laditos and gentleminos, welcome back to Board Raw, episode 129. The Premier League's reaching a rapid conclusion. We're in the final stretch now. I think we've got, what, seven, eight games left to go. Liverpool are slowly edging their way towards a title, but there's still some exciting stuff happening on and off the pitch.
Facts.
Where would you like to begin, sir?
Well, you brought up Liverpool, so we might as well start with Liverpool, who got a 1-0 win against Everton. Couple of big moments in the game. Tarkowski, let's start there.
Well, I think two both revolved around him.
Oh, mate, yeah.
So, yeah. The initial one, horrendous challenge on McAllister.
Actually mental.
It's so high. That's a potential career-ending tackle.
Yeah. Like, the way his ankle, McAllister's ankle kind of, bolts.
I mean, if he straight legs it, that's a year out, easy.
And then, I don't know. Like, the referee sees it and doesn't give it, which is mental, but shit happens.
Yeah, it's quick, and it looks like a collision of legs, I guess.
But and I think he's like a new, younger ref as well.
That's not an excuse, though.
Not an excuse.
It'll be above the standard.
On job, if you're working in the Prem. But I think it goes to Paul Tierney in the VAR room, and he's like, nah, that's calm, mate.
That's mental.
It's calm, mate.
How has anyone watched that back and thought, yellow card?
There's been some bad decisions this season, but that might be the worst.
And in the reverse fixture of this, Tarkowski's the one who scored the equalising goal in like the 99th minute.
And it was probably a foul then as well.
Yeah. So, I have no idea. VAR continuing to lower the standards and expectations of what we sort of have come to love from them. And then, obviously, the goal, winning goal for Liverpool... Diaz offside? No, he's not offside. Tarkowski, I don't know what he's whinging about in the interview at the end. Just needs to be a man. Just step up, you know. Except that, Liverpool won.
Yeah, Liverpool weren't great.
They haven't been
great
for a while.
You mentioned that they're stumbling to the finishing block. And I think this will lead on to my next point, which I'll bring up after. But Liverpool kind of stumbling their way. We said this earlier in the season. If Salah's not dropping numbers, I might even go find the clip of me saying literally this. If Salah's not dropping numbers, that Liverpool team does think a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we had Luis Diaz, I think he started the season quite well. He was scoring a few goals. Gakpo had a little bit of a purple patch as well. He piped up with a few goals. Jota's only recently come back from injury. Doesn't really look sharp.
No.
Chiesa has just been a bit of a failed experiment from them. Darwin Nunez, maybe his worst season yet in a Liverpool shirt.
And I think it's the end of the road for him. I've seen Liverpool fans say it's time.
So out of those, five or six forwards, Mo Salah is carrying a heavy burden. Heavy burden. Mm. Leading not only the goals, but the assists as well. It's not like their midfield are popping up with many goals either.
Yeah, that midfield's good, but it's not... Yeah, it's not...
It's not goal scorers.
It's not goals, it's not assists, really, that midfield.
So, yeah, the questions maybe need to be asked, but whether or not Mo Salah's there next season or not is a different story.
It used to be Trent and Robbo doing heavy lifting as well in the kind of providing creative opportunities.
Yeah, but you'd always have Salah on, 20-something goals and Mane, 5 behind him and Bobby Firmino's with 10.
Yeah.
So the goals are split evenly, but Salah is doing 99% of the work up there for them. And... Yeah, I don't know. Their performances have just looked a bit drained, a bit tired. We spoke about them earlier in the season saying that whilst they're winning, they haven't really looked like they've had to find that extra gear.
Maybe that gear doesn't exist.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't. Maybe that was the peak, And they were so consistent at it.
Yeah. I was going to say, they're just lucky that other teams haven't been there to kind of capitalise.
Yeah, potentially. But, sometimes if you go out and you can find that extra gear... You rely on it, don't you? Whereas Liverpool are winning games sort of comfortably. Not in an exciting fashion, but it was effective. And it looks towards the end of the season, they are stumbling along. I mean, disappointing final against Newcastle, they weren't really at the races. Disappointing performances in both legs against PSG, didn't really show up. Dumped out the cup by Plymouth. Not really turning over any trees in this last stretch towards the end of the league.
They've just got to hope that 11 point buffer, I don't know if it's still 11 points, I assume so, is going to hold.
Yeah.
I assume it will.
Well, it would I think there's 8 games left and Liverpool would have to lose 4 of them and Arsenal win all 4. One of them being against Arsenal, though. So, could be interesting. However,
let's talk about Arsenal. Fulham, earlier on in the week, and saw the return of one... Oh, Luke's struggling with hay fever, bless him.
Bad hay
fever. Calm on. The return of one Bukayo Saka.
Yes.
The boy.
The prodigal son.
Oh, mate. The atmosphere when he returned. Stadium went crazy. You got a bad gal like Anne Hathaway tweeting about him. That's when you know this kid's gone clear. Scored literally like a minute into his return.
His return, yeah.
Stuff
should have known better to not put in my fantasy.
I actually did.
Should have known better.
But yeah, there's more to the story than that because I can't remember if it was before he came on.
I think it was like 10 minutes in. Are you talking about...
Gabriel.
Yeah. I thought it was like 10 minutes in.
Nah, it was a bit late in that. I'd say about half an hour-ish.
Yeah.
But Gabriel went off. He like pulled up and then the game played on a little bit and then he went off. He looked in distress, but I was kind of like, ah. Oh,
maybe it's just one of those.
It cannot be another fucking operation jobby.
It's another operation jobby.
It's another operation jobby. Arsenal have just come out today saying that he's going to need surgery. He's going to miss the rest of the season. So just when we had our best player return...
You've lost arguably your best centre-back.
Best centre-back.
I mean, maybe
definitely
your most consistent centre-back.
So
he offers a threat going forwards as well, and what he does offensively, amazing.
Just when you think Arsenal maybe could have got a bit of momentum heading into the end of the season, maybe not catch Liverpool, but they've got Champions League that they could have done something in and maybe can close the gap.
I mean...
It looks not good, bro.
Maybe this is a blessing in disguise. It means Saudi won't come calling.
So...
But... What does it mean for Arsenal, though? I mean...
It's not good.
Who's there to step up? Is it... Are we looking at Kvyat?
Yeah, so Kvyat came on in that game.
Centre-back?
Yeah, ideally, I'd probably move Timber across, because you'd have Calafiori, but he... International break got injured as well, which is bloody great. So, yeah, maybe... And then maybe you'd have Tomiyasu, but he's still sidelined after having surgery.
No idea what's happened with Ben White.
Yeah, Ben White was back in the game before last on the bench. And wasn't on the bench for this game, so I don't know if there's been a setback in his injury. But yeah, ideally you'd move Timber into centre-back and play Ben White.
Yeah.
I know, it's a bit of a mess. And also you saw Haaland go down injured. When was that?
In the FA Cup against Bournemouth.
Yeah. And so he's pretty much touted to miss the rest of the season as well.
Yeah.
And that kind of led me to my point. Arsenal... No Saka for most of the season.
Well, it was no Odegaard, no Saliba, no Saka, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Odegaard out for 2 months. Ben White, 3 months. Jesus, 5 months. Saka, 3 months. Havertz, 4 months. And Gabriel now out for the remaining 2 months of the season. And Man City. So let's say at the start of the season, the three teams competing for the title. Probably not even Liverpool. The two teams competing for the title. Arsenal, Man City.
I mean, Man City have had no Edison for a bit.
Yeah.
They've had no John Stones for like most of the season. Ruben Diaz, I don't know where the fuck he's been. Who else have they
got?
He's
been there but pants. No Rodri for the whole season.
No Rodri the whole season. I mean, Ake and Akanji on and off throughout the season.
And now no Haaland for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and he had a spell as well earlier this season.
Have Liverpool just picked a lucky season to win the league?
I don't think there's such a thing as a lucky season to win the league. You can only beat the teams put out in front of you. But it's not like... Arsenal and Man City have slipped up way more than Liverpool.
But is it slipping up?
I mean, Liverpool...
Or is it...
Well, without Alisson for a large portion of the season. They're without Konate for a portion of the season. Without Trent for a portion of the season. Without Robbo for a portion of the season.
I'd like to know kind of like lengths of injury on those. I feel like Alisson is probably the biggest one, but their replacement is like levels.
Yeah.
Trent, I get. That's unreplaceable. The rest, I don't know. I feel like... So, from what I've read here, I'll put it on the screen. Total injuries this season. Liverpool on 14. So, they're mid-table in 11th. Man City, 18. Arsenal, 27. And you can always say, like, is it a playstyle thing? Is it a manager's lack of rotation?
Because Arteta runs his players. He'll play them, like, Saturday, Tuesday... Saturday, Thursday.
So like, I saw whatever, someone mate. Tweet, we were 7-1 up against PSV.
Yeah.
Gabriel played the second leg.
Yeah, mental.
But then, I saw a response to that saying we played four senior players that second leg, one being Gabrielle. Saliba got rested. And the response was saying if Saliba played and Gabrielle got rested and Saliba was one that done his hamstring, the argument is the same. Like, it's unlucky whoever pulls up.
Yeah, of course it is. But, like, why don't you do a 45-minute, 45-minute?
I don't know.
A million subs now, don't you?
Yeah. It's long.
It is long. I don't think Liverpool... I don't think you can say Liverpool have... Whilst the luck may be more on their side, I think it's... They've relied on their squad a lot. I mean, you've seen wholesale changes to that midfield game to game.
Mm.
You've seen a front three of Luis Diaz, Gakpo and Salah be traded for Nunez, Jota, Salah. You know, Harvey Elliott as well has done his bit. Curtis Jones in the midfield. I mean...
Curtis Jones was playing right back.
Yeah, you've had wholesale changes across the board there. They have relied on their depth, whereas Arsenal had one injury to their midfield, and you're thinking, right, who do we have on the bench? Well, we can't play him. Can't play him.
But not...
Liverpool, their midfield, you could have any of their, like, six midfielders start the game, and you look at their lineup and go, that's decent. Whereas Arsenal, they've got, like, they had a point where they had Thomas Partey playing right back. They had, like, Declan Rice, Wanyeri and, I don't know, Havertz in midfield. Like, it's mental.
Mm. But is it just the fact that Liverpool have had no one kind of consistently chasing them because of the injuries to the two teams that would be chasing them? Say if it was Arsenal and Aston Villa that had massive injuries, but Man City were there or thereabouts. Liverpool would have someone chasing them.
But Liverpool have lost one game all season.
It's true stuff.
Like, one game.
It's true.
So, they're putting the points on the ball consistently. I don't know how many games Arsenal have lost. Is it three or four?
Four, I think.
So, yeah, it's... I don't know. Man City, I don't even think we can discuss. It's just been a freak season, hasn't it? I mean, that game against Man United when they were 1-0 up in the 88th minute.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen to City. And we know it doesn't. And I think their recent performances... slowly indicating that maybe they're finding a little bit more grit. They look a bit more comfortable. Then they get hit with a Haaland injury. Is the FA Cup still on the cards? Probably.
I think
Marmoush is a great addition.
Oh, I like Marmoush a lot, yeah. To me, I think the headline is Liverpool have had the entire season where Salah and Van Dijk have played every game.
Okay.
Arsenal have not had the entire season where Saka and Saliba have played every game. And Man City haven't had Rodri, Haaland. If you go those three teams...
Are you trying to asterisk this Premier League for Liverpool?
Yeah, I am. Those three teams...
I saw someone say...
Arsenal and Man City have lost their two best players.
I saw someone say... you know they've introduced the new automatic offsides for like... Yeah. Starting like next weekend or whatever. I saw someone say like... All right, that's it. Put the asterisk next to this one. Rule change towards the end of the season.
Scenes.
Right off.
No...
I think they're well-deserved winners.
Though. I like what Arne Slot's done this season.
They're well-deserved winners.
He's come in, taken a squad up a level that maybe people thought was petering out. And,
they've found that extra oomph when they've needed to. Mm. And it's been few and far between. They've hardly ever gone into the last 10 minutes behind or, you know, or not ahead,
I guess.
Whereas, you know, we saw that with Arsenal... last season and the season before even.
Yeah.
Going back to Rhys Nelson versus Bournemouth.
Jeez.
You're finding that little bit extra. Mm. But like you said, Liverpool haven't had anyone doing that to them. Mm. Keeping the pressure on. They've had a really comfortable gap for what seems like since December.
Yeah, it's been comfortable.
So,
and maybe that's why I kind of think like, is it a lucky season? But they've earned that gap.
They've earned that gap. They've lost one game. Lost one game.
Liverpool fans, let us know.
I'll tell you what, who haven't earned like, any gap at
asterisk
all.
Asterisk season on air.
Mate, Southampton, Ipswich, Leicester. Fucking stinky. Although...
we said it was lock-off at the top of the league and lock-off at the bottom of the league. But there's a couple of exciting things happening. Ipswich beat Bournemouth.
Oh, man.
How the hell did that happen?
Both of these. So, Ipswich beat Bournemouth... Southampton were unlucky not to get a victory against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, last minute equaliser, yeah.
But I mean, Ipswich, 9 points adrift of Wolves.
Yeah.
Leicester, 3 points further adrift of Ipswich. So Wolves on 29, Ipswich 20, Leicester 17, Southampton on 10 points.
That's mental.
8 games left.
I'm almost annoyed at Crystal Palace for giving them a point.
Yeah, that's mental.
Yeah.
I don't even know who their fixtures. They got Tottenham, so they get 3 points there. They got Villa, West Ham, Fulham, Leicester, Man City, Everton, Southampton, and Arsenal.
Yeesh.
They're not playing themselves at the end. Well, I mean...
Yeah, it's dead for them.
Like. You're looking at maybe Leicester as points to pick up, but I think Leicester are better than them.
Yeah. I think just the teams that are just above them are going to pick up enough points.
Yeah, I can't see... Well, we've got 8 games left. So what's that? 24 points to play for.
Quick maths.
I mean, West Ham, if they get... I can't see. I mean, they picked up 20... Ipswich picked up 20 points all season.
Yeah.
We're saying they're going to pick up another 14. No. They're going to pick up another 9 without Wolves picking up any. No.
No, Wolves literally won the other night. Yeah,
yeah, it's not happening. I mean... Southampton, if Wolves win a game and Southampton lose, they're automatically relegated.
Come on.
They get relegated next weekend.
Saints. Worst team in modern Premier League history, probably.
It's mental. It's going to be close. I mean, what was Derby? 13 points or 15?
I thought it was 11. But yeah, stinkers all round, really. Go on. This is good content.
Oh yeah, it was 11, so yeah. No one can afford to give the Saints any more points.
Yeah.
But they haven't lost 9-0 this season yet, I don't think.
No. Still time. Come on.
Maybe they'll win 9-0 against Arsenal on the
final day of the season.
But yeah, I mean, it begs. I saw, I think it's an April Fool's show, but I think it was put out on the Twitterverse a little bit before the 1st of April. Someone suggesting that promoted teams should start on 3 points. What's the fuck? Where's the integrity in that?
Also, that's just not enough.
It's not enough.
At all.
When has 3 points ever made a difference?
No, yeah, yeah.
What's the point?
That is so funny.
How about you just, like, have a relook at FFP?
Yeah.
Have a relook at PSR. I mean, it's all a bit of a fucking joke, isn't it?
Although one team that is wasn't so long ago a relegation battling team is now third in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest. Team that you said was going to drop off eventually.
Yeah,
they don't stop winning. They just beat Man United 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, just across that team, everyone is just so good.
Anthony Elanga picked up the ball edge of his own box and just embarrassed his old club.
It says it all.
I love it.
For Man United, where not a single player stepped up to tackle him.
Yeah, and also says it all that they got rid of Anthony Elanga thinking he wasn't a good enough winger to play for Man United. If he went there now, he'd be their best winger.
Be the only like recognised winger there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it, one more time, it says it all when Harry Maguire comes on off the bench and accumulates, what is it, like 0.59 XG? Yeah. Rasmus Højlund, zero, mate?
Yeah, I'd just play Harry Mags up top, mate.
It can't be worse, can it?
Just pump balls into the box.
And like, it started to feel like it was maybe going to get better for them. That poor, have you seen that fan? He's not cutting his hair until they win 5 in a row. He's going to be on the Guinness World Record soon. Longest hair.
Yeah.
What a fucking stupid guy. I rate
come
it.
On, come on the podcast.
I rate it. But I don't see them winning back-to-back games.
No.
Let alone 5.
So I think they came into this game with back-to-back wins and then obviously lost again.
But how does it... Like, how does Anthony go from leaving Man United in January to being like Real Betis's like signing of the season?
Yeah, they've got people putting him on their shoulders. I think he was on Isco's shoulders waving a flag.
Mate,
like,
how does this happen?
I was like, another player, bloody Marcus Rashford, bags again on the in the game against Brighton.
Yeah, so he got his first couple goals on.
Yeah, Champions League.
Yeah, and then he looks revitalised, doesn't he? He looks good.
Yeah, like you said, it's kind of like you've got to look inwards at this point. If Rashford's left, turned his career
Turn
around. Alanga left, turned his career around. Anthony left, turned his career around. You've got to start looking inwards. And I know Ruben Amorim and like previous coaches, even Jim Ratcliffe has said that like this is like a pressurised environment. And
what pressure can there fucking be, mate? You're a bottom half team.
Yeah, maybe.
The pressure's coming from downwards, mate.
Yeah. The pressure is don't get relegated.
Yeah, literally. I mean, what pressure is there? You've got nothing to play for this season now. Absolutely nothing. This is the time to be experimenting.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the cards here, mate. This is the time to be, right, you're not in the plans next season. Fuck off. You know, you look quite good from the academy. Get in.
I was going to say, we do this multiple times a season, but who is staying out of that team? Surely, I look at it and genuinely can't even think of any, apart from Bruno Fernandes, who I used to do get rid of him. But I've got to a stage now where I'm almost feeling bad for the guy that he's had to deal with these fucking divvies in the team.
Right. We'll do a quick keep or sell.
Come on.
Bayinde.
Gone.
Onana.
Gone.
Dalo.
Gone.
Dorgu. Keep.
Keep.
Johnny Evans.
Gone.
Victor Lindelof.
Gone. How's I think he hit 8 years at the club.
How?
Genuinely, what is
there are
happening?
Man United legends who have been at the club less time.
That is mental stuff.
Harry Maguire.
Gone.
Martinez.
Gone.
Mazraoui.
Gone.
Luke Shaw.
Gone.
Euro.
Keep. Stay, yeah.
De Ligt.
Gone.
Casemiro.
Gone.
Eriksen.
Gone.
Bruno.
Keep.
Mainu.
Keep.
He's had a bit of a fall off the season, isn't he?
He has, but just keep him. For the love of Christ, you need some players.
Mason Mount.
Gone.
Ugarte.
Gone.
I might be on a keep on that. Amad Diallo.
Keep.
Garnacho.
Gone.
I don't know.
Gone.
I feel like you've got to have some people.
Mate, the team is so... There's so many bad guys in this team.
Rasmus Højlund.
Gone.
Xerxes.
Gone.
That's it.
Get rid of all these
dons. That's literally it. That's a thin squad, mate.
That is thin, and I think I left you with four players. Just get the academy boys up. You see what happens with clubs like Arsenal? Promote Ranieri. Promote Skelly. There must be dons.
There's got to be techie dons in that.
Yeah, like... There's got to be techie dons... Then Johnny Evans.
Chris Eriksen.
Eriksen.
Yeah.
Like.
Lindelof.
I'm not ageist, but if you hit 35 and you're not fucking Luka
Modric. If you're not Harry Kane.
Yeah,
Modric,
Harry Kane, Modric.
Messi.
Get the fuck out of the squad and play some 16-year-olds.
You mate.
Genuinely, I'm not arsed. If you're, like you said, they're bottom table, bottom end of the league. They're not going to get relegated. They're not going to get Europe.
No.
Fuck about. Play some kids. Not fuck about with kids.
No. Fuck about and play the academy.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I completely agree. I think this is the time now to get real experimental. That's all I'm saying.
Let's get weird with it.
Get weird with it. But yeah, I mean, we're getting to the end of the season. We've got Champions League coming up. Arsenal with a big fixture. Real Madrid, you're home
first leg. Yeah.
Wait, second leg, so that'll be interesting.
Shout out Aston Villa for recruiting Rashford and Asensio, though.
I mean...
We actually ranked Aston Villa as having the best window.
We said it would go one of either two ways.
And it went the good way.
And it went... I mean, Asensio's scoring goals for fun.
Mate, I think he bagged a hat-trick in Champions League.
He's just so good.
He's actually techie as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, him, Rashford, they've seemed like the dream duo.
Mate, it's nice.
And they've got Morgan Rogers floating in behind... Ollie Watkins doing business as well.
Yeah, it's a nice little team. And
it's just the back end of the pitch where they've just got no one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they fare against PSG.
Yeah, I would love to see them go.
Be a good game.
I mean, Villa in the final would be unbelievable. Can you imagine what that would be like for the fans? We can see Aston Villa
Munich.
Win the Champions League.
Good
Newcastle
grief.
Win the Carabao.
Crushed.
Not Bournemouth. Who's left in the... We see Forest win the FA Cup. That would be a techie end of the season.
That could be nice, to be fair. I mean, it's not going to happen, but...
I mean, it'd be better than Liverpool, Arsenal and City winning trophies.
Yeah, not Arsenal. Arsenal, it's been a hot minute.
Well, I mean, they never won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, come on.
It's been Ball Draw, episode 129. And it's live.
Jeez!